Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 49 degrees under overcast skies, but still good weather for planting, as the two folks in the studio will attest. Joe D'Arienzo is the acting president of the Sitka Tree and Landscape Committee, and Deb Miller is the newest member of the committee. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, you have a lot to talk about today. Mm-hmm. First, can we discuss briefly what the committee is all about? What do you folks do? Are you responsible for so many of those beautiful plantings around town?
Yes, we are. First of all, we deal with municipal properties, and we were established to be mainly an advisory committee because we realized that there were a lot of new projects going to be happening, and we thought that it would be a good idea to have a good input for landscaping, and also we just enjoy planting trees, most of us, and planting and doing the planting. So that's what our primary passion is the plantings and maintaining them as well, which takes a lot of work.
What are some of those sites around town that you folks have been responsible for?
Well, we did a couple of schools. We did Baranoff. And we've done a lot at Blatchley. We did our first one was here, I think on Harbor Way. We planted some trees there. And we did the first and second Centennial Hall plantings. I don't know if people remember the first one when all the Dalgo crab apples went in. So that was a really fun one because we had a lot of people there and it was really enjoyable. Those are a few of the ones we've done.
Joe, are you one of the founding members? You've been involved for a long time.
Yes, I have. I have been involved for a long time. I am one of the founding members. And it's still an invigorating, passionate thing for me. I just enjoy, working with the trees and helping out all I can on that.
And Deb, what drew you to the Tree and Landscape Committee?
Well, I love to plant, and I just think it's a great committee to be on. I think that enhancing the beauty of our city is very important, and I love Sitka, and it's a great town, and I think all the planting that we do just makes it an attractive visitor destination.
Now, I think this committee is very interesting. Most of the commissions and committees in the municipality, they're very cerebral, but you folks, you have your meetings, but you also get your hands dirty. It seems like it must be a nice balance for folks.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. And thanks for bringing that up, Melissa. Yeah, because you do get your hands dirty, and it's hard to imagine not, enjoying planting trees or not wanting, good trees and greenery around town. So, and also that the trees benefit so much. I mean, for the health of the community, of course, they control groundwater, and there's been a lot of studies done on the benefits of trees. So it is a really good thing there.
Well, you have a tree planting coming up, don't you?
In July, yes, we do. We haven't picked a date yet, but we'll be planting 10 trees in Crescent Harbor, and hopefully we will get some volunteers to come out and help us.
So you rely on volunteers for these projects, don't you?
Yes, quite a bit. Just like a lot of committees and organizations in town, especially when we do the plantings, we encourage people to come out because not only do you get to plant trees, but you also learn how to plant trees. Mm-hmm. And that's a very important thing, especially this time of year when people are buying trees and planting them. One of my main things I like to remind people is there's also this swell where the tree and the root system meet, and that's really important to get that at the proper level, because when you buy a tree at the nursery, oftentimes that has been covered up by the dirt, in the pot. And so it really gives a tree a good start, and we encourage people to find out how to do that and to give the tree a good start from the very beginning. And so it's very helpful that way.
So you folks do community education as well?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have some brochures out. There's some at the nurseries. We're going to get a folder together for the library, hopefully here soon, and people can access the website, the city website. It's also on there. There's guidelines on there as well.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Arbor Day planting. What will folks who volunteer be doing?
Well, they'll actually be planting.
Getting dirty.
Yeah, getting dirty. So it's and it does take a lot of work. So we have a really good collaboration with the city staff. They usually prep the ground, dig the holes initially, and then we get the trees there. We put them in the ground. We make sure roots are spread out, that the trees are planted properly. You know, do the backfill and the watering. So it's and staking if necessary. So there's a lot of work, and there's only four of us on the committee. So right now, which by the way, we do need more committee members.
Yes, and recruiting.
Yeah. So any volunteers, we definitely need volunteers for these plantings, and they'll be right in there with everybody.
Deb, what kind of trees will folks be planting at this Arbor Day planting?
Well, we had hoped for a specific type of crabapple tree, but apparently they weren't available. So I don't know that we have picked out the...
Right. We're shooting for, a flowering fruit tree of some sort.
So something beautiful.
Yeah. So we're still negotiating or trying to get those up here. Yeah.
So do flowering fruit trees do fairly well in that location then?
Well, we'll see. I mean, every planting, of course, is an experiment. That's another thing we try to promote, is see if different species will work up here. We did some ash trees there and locust trees at Blatchley, and the locust trees didn't make it, but the ash trees are doing pretty well. So it's always an experiment up here, and we try to see if there are some species that will work.
Do better than others, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned that you're recruiting new members. Ideally, you would like to see three.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have seven seats, and right now there's four of us. We just lost two members this month. So, we would love to have three other members.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a commitment are folks looking at?
Well, the minimum commitment is one Tuesday or 1 hour a month on the third Tuesday mm-hmm. of the month. Yeah, so... Yeah, that's basically it.
So attend a monthly meeting.
Mm-hmm. Attend the monthly meetings, and then we'll have advisory meetings. Say right now we're working with a landscape architect on a library, and trying to get that. And those are all open to the public as well. So so we do a lot of advisory work as well.
Now, do prospective members need to have any prior experience with planting or just a passion?
Just a passion, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the main ingredient. Yeah.
Now, you folks did a lot of work with the Harrigan Centennial Hall remodel and consulting on the landscaping for that, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a hand in that. And that was enjoyable, actually. There were a number of meetings on that, and like I say, the public was also involved with that, and the focus was on seeing how the planting would go, seeing what species would be good there, establishing the area to be planted. So there was a lot of consulting with that, and a lot of work on that, because initially there wasn't going to be as much as you see there now. So it was good that we were able to do that.
And it seemed like the public felt very invested with that particular project.
Yeah, because it was a big green space, and it was right in the center of town, so it did have a large impact on the city. So the public was it was interesting to see the initial outcry when people realized how many trees would be taken out, and I think I think it actually came out well. I mean, the contractors that planted the trees did an excellent job. I mean, that's a good example of how to plant trees, is to go in Centennial Hall and look at those, because those were done very well.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the Sitka Urban Forest Management Plan that you folks completed last year. What was that? What is that?
Well, it's a plan. It's a five-year plan. It was established through a grant from Urban Forestry Council. And initially it brought in a couple folks that brought in a computer program to survey all the trees, and our grounds crew helped with that, and they are currently still have the software for that and can do that, update that, all the time. And it's just mainly a guideline. It establishes guidelines on how to, enhance the trees in the community, enhance the landscapes, and it's... and it's a great, great document. So it's it was approved by the assembly, and I believe that is available on the city website as well. So it's it just tells how, you know, advantages of trees, how planting should go, and guidelines for the municipality, and to support the values of the community, what the community wants to see in their landscape.
Yeah, I think this is a very interesting concept of an urban forest and of urban forestry management. Why did the committee think that this was an important, you know, not only document, but idea to introduce to the community?
Well, I think it's because, you know, a lot of times people think, well, look at all the trees. Why do we have to worry about trees here? But the urban landscape, urban forest is different, you know, because it's the trees are under different stresses. You've got a lot of different factors involved. You've got, you've got the city landscapes and things like that. And there's also hardscape involved with that, too, like benches or whatever you want to call it there. So, we felt it was really important to get that established, to get those values established too. And I think this document really does help that.
So you were also focused on building sort of a conceptual infrastructure in the community on what landscaping might look like mm-hmm. in the big picture and where the community might like to take it.
Right, right. And it's all like it's all based on that, you know, what the community wants. As a matter of fact, we're currently working on a tree ordinance for the city. And it's mostly guidelines. You know, there are some things about tree practices in there that will establish definite tree practices on municipal trees and guidelines on how to plant and how to maintain these trees. So
there's safety.